Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You are now listening to the Philly Pod,
a Philadelphia sports podcast.
What is up, y'all? Welcome to another episode of the Philly Pod, brought to you by thelibertyline.com. I'm your host, as always, Victor Williams. Be sure to give me a follow on all social media platforms over at The Philly Pod. We are back today to talk about some news regarding the Philadelphia Eagles. We have some top 30 visits. We have some news about free agents. And the Eagles also added another player to the offense. So quite a bit to get into today. If you guys are new to the show, thank you guys for checking it out. Be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Odyssey, iHeartRadio, anywhere else you get your shows. Be sure to leave those reviews and rate 5 stars. They all do help with the exposure of the Philly Pod, bringing the show to new eyes and ears of Eagles fans as we churn along here through the offseason and prepare to get ready for the NFL draft. And because of you guys, actually, a tiny bit of news here. I received an email this morning that on FeedSpot, which is like a platform, a website that kind of ranks podcasts from exposure and things like that, and got an email this morning that the Philly Pod has been selected as a top 20 Philadelphia Eagles podcast on the web. So can't thank you guys enough for continuing to help the podcast grow as we attempt to expand out here to as many Eagles fans as possible. You guys have been great as far as growth is concerned and support, and you guys are always behind me, and I can't thank you guys enough for doing that. So let's keep making the podcast great, and let's go ahead and get into some things about the Philadelphia Eagles. First of all, we have a reported visit today, a visit we can all get excited about, a player that we are all kind of circled, especially after C.J. Gardner-Johnson got traded to Houston last month. The Eagles reportedly hosted Georgia safety Malachi Starks on a top 30 visit, a guy that a lot of us are enamored with for good reason. You know, he's a projected top 20 pick. Of course, he's another former Georgia Bulldog, so you can kind of take Starks. He's like the last Infinity Stone that Howie needs to complete his like Georgia defense. You take him, you have cornerbacks, you have defensive linemen, you have linebackers, you have edge rushers. You take a safety and plug him into that defense, and you kind of have every single position there filled by some type of Georgia player. So that might be Howie's goal here. But Malachi Starks, Georgia, you know, stuff aside, he is a very intriguing prospect and is a great fit for what the Philadelphia Eagles do on defense. He is Pro Football Focus number 9 ranked prospect, and he is the number 29th ranked prospect by Daniel Jeremiah. Like I said, he's supposed to be top 20, so the Eagles are going to have to trade up if they hope to get Malachi Starks. I don't think there's a world that he falls all the way to 32. But then again, I didn't think there was a world where Quinyon Mitchell fell to the Eagles where he did last year beyond the 20th pick. I thought that he was going to be top 15, and he made his way to the Eagles. So you never know how the board is going to play out. If there's going to be more quarterbacks, less quarterbacks, it all really is dictated by quarterbacks. And now we're hearing reports that the Browns and the Giants aren't going to take Shedeur Sanders. So who knows where he goes, but that's stuff to keep an eye on when it pertains to players that the Eagles could be looking at. But they do have a need for it now across some Reed Blankenship with that vacancy left by Gardner Johnson after that trade. There is some history going against this, though. The Eagles have never drafted a safety in the first round ever. So who knows if this is going to be the year, but if there is ever a year to do it, this could be the time to do it. With that being the only like kind of hole on the roster for Howie Roseman is really that safety spot. And I guess you can talk about like right guard and backup running back, but they kind of filled that with the AJ Dillon thing. But this is the one kind of question mark you have is that safety spot, and how he can once again go against history and do something that he's not accustomed to doing. He already paid a running back, he already paid a linebacker. Like, you might as well draft a safety and do another first and franchise history, but boy, does Malachi Starks have the versatility that Fangio loves. He has the ball skills, 17 pass breakups and 6 interceptions in 3 seasons at Georgia. Amazing instincts. He's a good tackler, highly athletic. He has the awareness to get into throwing lanes. There's a lot of stuff that you like about Malachi Starks when you watch his tape. And he reminds you kind of CJ when you watch him. He's good at the catch point. He's good. He has a knack for getting turnovers. And I think that this would be an amazing fit for an Eagles defense that is already elite at a lot of different positions. First team All-SEC and All-American in 2023. So certainly an intriguing option. And I like a lot of the things that Starks brings. Now, there's some other safeties I like as well later on in the rounds, but I think that if Howie really wants to hammer this home and get this done in the first round and get a safety in here, you can't go wrong with Malachi Starks. You're going to have to trade up. Howie has picks galore to try and move up and get Malachi Starks because he won't be at 32, despite, you know, maybe luck being on our side in the last few drafts. But when I saw the visit, it wasn't shocking to me because he's a Georgia player, number one, and he's a guy that makes sense for a lot of the things that Fangio does on defense. He has the versatility. I already said that. He lines up everywhere. He's your prototypical plug-and-play player. You can play him in the nickel. You can play him it's close to the line of scrimmage. You can play him in coverage. You can do anything you want with Malachi Starks. Now, I don't know if Fangio is in the war room hammering the table for Starks, but if he is, Howie better get it done. But very exciting player, and hopefully he can come to Philadelphia and shore up the back of that defense along with Reed Blankenship. Now, I know a lot of fans have come to me and say, well, we want to see what Sydney can do and things like that. I just don't know if Sydney is good in coverage. Like, I guess we won't find out till we see it, but I don't know how good he can be in coverage. Like, he's so reckless, and he runs like a heat-seeking bullet, and he's trying to take people's heads off, and I don't know how great he can be in a scheme that you have to cover for an extended amount of time. Like, well, I'm sure we'll get a look at it in training camp and we'll see how that goes. But I don't know if Sydney Brown is going to be the starting safety come week one, but it's early and we'll see how the draft shakes out. But I do like Sydney Brown, but closer to the line of scrimmage, as kind of more of a inside the box guy, not so much as a back end guy, but you never know about these things. I'm not in the coaching staff, so they see things that I don't. So we'll see how all that stuff goes. Another safety that the Eagles took a look at locally from Penn State. The Eagles had a visit with Penn State safety Jalen Reed on a pre-draft visit last week. 2-year starter for the Nittany Lions, 181 tackles, 13 for loss. He had 7 passes defensed, 5 interceptions, and 3.5 sacks. Now, this guy's more physical. Like, he plays more like a Sydney Brown. he's an aggressive guy. He's one of the more aggressive guys in the draft. But he can play in a variety of different alignments. His specialty, Jalen Reed, is blitzing. So if you want to throw him on the edge or get him in a scheme that is going to blitz the quarterback, then Jalen Reed would be your guy. He's not your prototypical coverage safety. He's a guy more so like a third safety, again, like Sydney Brown. I guess like a Jamal Adams in his prime. That's kind of how he is projected. That's his projected role in the NFL. So I think that can check out as well. But he is could be a day three guy, maybe sneak into day two. But certainly not a guy that you are going to draft in the first round. But he's good for what he is, very aggressive, and I like the attitude he brings to the football field as well. Sticking with the secondary, as far as visits go, the Eagles have taken a look at a couple cornerbacks, one of them who is expected to go very high in the draft, Kentucky cornerback Maxwell Harrison. This was reported back in March, and this guy, you want to talk about speed, and you want to talk about having a young, solidified cornerback duo along with Cooper DeJean in the foreseeable future. Man, Harrison, he has everything you want: elite closing speed, coverage skills. He was one of the most prolific ball hawks during his time at Kentucky, and man, I don't know if the Eagles have any interest in taking a cornerback that high yet again. But if he falls to you, if he's BPA, the Eagles are kind of in a position where they can take a best player available due to what they've done in free agency. And Harrison, you could do it, and I would not be mad about it. You have Quinyon Cooper and Harrison on in your secondary. My God, I don't know who's going to be confident throwing the ball against you. Again, I don't know how realistic it is that the Eagles take another corner that high, but Harrison is a hell of a player, and this speed is no joke. His 40 combine was 4.30. This man ran a 4.3 40-yard dash. You throw that speed on there along with that coverage, and his you can throw a deep ball. See, Hairston is a guy who can get beat initially. We've seen cornerbacks get beat initially and who are so fast that it makes up for it and they still get to the catch point. Like, that's the kind of player that Hairston is. And I like him a lot. I don't think it's going to be in Philadelphia, but man, if he falls and the Eagles are like, we have to take him, Howie probably trades back if that's the situation. But if they're in a situation where like, yo, we have to take this guy, I'm not going to be the one to complain about it. So that's an interesting visit as well. One other corner, more of a nickel guy, the Eagles hosted Kansas State cornerback Jacob Parrish on a top 30 visit in the first week of April. Uber athletic corner. He has inside and outside versatility. A little smaller, 5'10", 191 pounds. He excels in man coverage as well, but he is definitely more of the nickel. He's a guy that could back up Cooper DeJean in the nickel, get on the field in certain packages. So the Eagles are certainly looking to prepare themselves should something happen to any of their starting defensive backs. If you lose Cooper, you don't want to, you know, freak out and say, oh my God, who are we going to play? So they've been looking at Jacob Parrish, and he's had some good tape as well. So that's another guy that the Eagles are taking a look at as far as the secondary goes. Now we talk about the edge rushers, because this is the position that the Eagles are expected to take. They lost Josh Sweat. They lost who else did they lose? I'm losing not Midland Williams because he's the interior, but they lost Josh Sweat and Brandon Graham. There it is. I'm sorry, Brandon Graham retired. So that's two edge rushers that they lost. It's Nolan Smith's room. He's the youngest. At one time he was the youngest one there, but now it's Nolan. Now it's Jalix Hunt, and you brought in Azeez Ojulari, and you have Josh Uche, who have some untapped potential, but they're expected to bring in another edge rusher, most likely in the first round. And another guy that they have been connected to a whole lot is Texas A&M edge rusher Nick Skirton, who met with the Eagles during this week twice, once at night and then once again on the following day. A guy you want to talk about athleticism and speed for the size that he is at, and a nasty, disgusting spin move, Nick Skirton has it. But he's also a guy a lot of fans don't think that you have to reach for in the first round, who could potentially be there in the second round. Now, Nick Skirton has a more pro-ready body than some of the other edge rusher prospects out there. And he is just, man, he has a good arsenal. He has active hands. He knows how to get leverage against offensive linemen. He has all the tools, and he has a really good motor. He's just not as polished as some of the other edge rushers in this class. But, man, look up Nick Skirton spin move, and it's all up and down Twitter, YouTube. Like, you look up that guy, and you're like, holy hell, that man knows how to get after the quarterback. And he is one of the best run defenders in the draft at the edge rusher position. A lot of tape out there on him getting after running backs in the backfield and things like that. And that is stuff that the Eagles really, really did well last year. And I think that, you know, it would be in their best interest to continue to do that next year. And Nick Skirton is a guy who would fit the Eagles. If he's the best edge rusher there, then you can take him. It's just that some feel as though it could be a reach in the first round, and he might be a second round pick. But, you know, the Eagles are on the back end of these rounds unless they move around. So you kind of got to take the players that you need then and not reach too much. I think Nick Skirton would be a good fit. Now, my pick was James Pierce Jr. is my dream pick from the Tennessee Vols. But there are some off-the-field concerns. He got into some, like, legal traffic stuff a couple years ago. Not too bad, but, you know, that stuff that these scouts look at. And there's been some – I was talking with a couple of journalists earlier today, and there has been some eyebrow raising at James Pierce Jr.'s desire to play football, which – is concerning, at least. Like, he wants to play, and like, I don't want to compare it to Ben Simmons, because obviously he was somebody who loved the idea of being a basketball player without actually playing basketball. And there has some people have told me that James Pierce Jr. likes the allure of being a football player more than actually playing football. Now, I don't know how true that is. I haven't spoken to James Pierce Jr. Specifically, but those are things that go into the scouting process, and it's a bit concerning when you hear things like that. And the Eagles, who do a lot of homework on these guys behind the scenes, they have not even brought in James Pierce for a visit. So it leads me to believe that there is some validity to some of these claims about James Pierce Jr. If you're not even bringing in one of the top edge rushers in the class for a visit, you know the Eagles are big on culture. And if there's a red flag here or something like this, now they did bring in Jalen Carter and made him you know, made sure that he stayed out of trouble and stuff like that. But if there's these kind of red flags to the point where the Eagles aren't even bringing you in for a visit, at least not a reported one, not one that I've heard, then that is certainly concerning. But that would be my favorite, my dream for the edge rushers as far as the draft goes. But it doesn't sound like that is going to be a reality. One other edge rusher the Eagles have looked at was Olufemi Olotoho, who they brought in on a pre-draft visit back in March. That was reported by the Draft Network. Now, this guy made the switch from off-ball linebacker to edge rusher in the middle of the 2024 season and immediately thrived as a pass rusher. 4.5 sacks, 13.5 tackles for loss, and his draft stock has increased mightily over the last month to the point where teams are like, do we take this guy? Is he one of the better edge rushers in this draft? If the Eagles are known for taking raw prospects, they saw what they did with Jalix Hunt and the plays he ended up making in the Super Bowl. This is a guy from Houston Christian. We didn't even know who he was. Fangio molded him into a pretty good edge rusher by the end of the year. He's expected to have a bigger role next year. Olotoho is a guy who transitioned. It's like the reverse Zach Bond. Zach Bond, edge rusher to off-ball linebacker. Olotoho, off-ball linebacker to edge rusher. And just started getting sacks out of the blue. So Eagles love projects. Fangio loves projects. This is certainly a guy who, you know, the Eagles could mold into a pretty good edge rusher at the NFL level. So those are some of the top visits I had circled to make sure I got up on here and talk to you guys with. We will go to a quick break, and then we will come back and talk about some free agency stuff. One guy who wants to come here and one guy who did get signed here a couple of days ago. So keep it locked right here to the Philly Pod. We'll be right back.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply.
What is up, guys? We are back, and we are going to talk about a couple safeties as far as draft prospects go. We're going to talk about a safety here who, if he had it his way, he would be playing for the Eagles in 2025. Mr. Free Agent Justin Simmons remains a topic of conversation for the Philadelphia Eagles. Even in-house, they have conversations about Justin Simmons. I mean, Simmons is basically shouting from the heavens that he wants to play here and that the familiarity with Vic Fangio would make it a natural scheme fit on defense and this, this, and that. He said it at a national level. He said it on the Up and Adams show with Kay Adams. He's like, I think it'd be amazing if I went there and played with Christian Parker and Vic Fangio again. He spent time with them in Denver, obviously. And Simmons is hamming it up for the Eagles. He's basically calling Howie without calling him and saying, hey brother, I'll come play over there and give me a call. And the Eagles have had those discussions about bringing in Justin Simmons. Now it's at a point now where the Eagles are going to wait until after the draft before they make that move, because if they get like Malachi Starks, there's no need for Justin Simmons at that point. But if they get a guy later on in the draft, round 3 and 4, they want to bring him along slowly, and then you could bring in Justin Simmons. The players could then learn the scheme from Justin Simmons, and you can bring along your young players while you have the vet here, leading the charge and whatnot. And some people have told me, why would you sign Justin Simmons? You might as well have just kept CJ if the whole idea was to get younger and you want to get younger. And I agree with that. But there was stuff behind the scenes with CJ's contract, and he was going to ask for more money and this, this, and that. That doesn't really correlate with Justin Simmons, who would likely sign a one-year deal for, I don't know, $6, $7 million. He's not in a rush. He signed with the Falcons last August. He signed a one-year, $8 million deal with the Falcons last August. So he's certainly not in a rush. He'll wait around until the time is right, until he sees a right fit. But the contract structure and things of that nature don't really correlate in this sense. Now, Howie's theme this offseason has been getting younger. So signing Justin Simmons would kind of go against all that. But I think you can make the exception this time around just because of the familiarity and the fit and the fact that he's played with Fangio and Christian Parker and all that stuff. He certainly thrived with Vic Fangio while he was there. He was named All-Pro twice, I believe, in the 3 seasons that he played under Fangio. 14 interceptions, 36 pass breakups during that time. He was one of the best safeties in the NFL when he played with Fangio, and he still had an effect even away from him. Made some plays last year with Atlanta and was still pretty good after Fangio moved on from Denver. So, you know, we did this whole song and dance with Justin Simmons last season. So this isn't new information. As long as Fangio is here, this connection will continue to be made. And maybe the Eagles make this move after the draft, depending on, you know, what happens and what safety they take and what their plan is on defense. But certainly a guy to keep an eye on as the spring and the summer rolls along. We might not hear his name for another few months, but Justin Simmons knows very well that he wants to play in Philadelphia, and he's made it clear. So if the Eagles fail to land a top safety in the draft, Simmons, I believe, would be an adequate backup plan. So keeping an eye on that stuff. Now, on the offense, the Eagles don't need a whole lot of help on offense. All they lost this offseason was a backup running back, Kenny Gainwell left, and the right guard, Mekhi Becton left. Other than that, everyone else is returning, but the Eagles continue to throw darts. They continue to go thrift shopping. And that is why they brought in wide receiver Terrace Marshall Jr. They signed Terrace Marshall Jr. earlier this week. And this is a guy that I've been asking for the last few years as a potential third option. And now he's going to come here as depth and, you know, be behind A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith and Jahan Dotson, who is here for another year. And I like what Terrace Marshall, I mean, who didn't like what he did in college? He was a part of that 2019 LSU team that was lighting everyone up with Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase and Justin Jefferson. People forget that Marshall led the team in receiving stats before he got hurt for a month. In that 2019 season, he was leading the team in stats before he got hurt. And then, you know, obviously Justin Jefferson and Ja'Marr Chase left. And then Terrace Marshall was kind of the guy in 2020. But that was the COVID year. And then he opted out the rest of the year. And then things got weird. He was drafted number 59 overall in the second round by the Panthers. Didn't do a whole lot his rookie year. Had some production the following season. In his sophomore year, he caught 28 passes for 490 yards and a touchdown. And then didn't do a whole lot of anything. After that, spent some time with the 49ers. I believe he spent some time with the Raiders last year. And now he's here looking for a fresh start. Now, I will say Jalen Hurts will far and away be the best passer that has ever thrown to Terrace Marshall. As far as the NFL is concerned, he has never had QB stability. And we all know the shit show that Carolina was all those years. So it's kind of hard to produce, and I get that. But if you could come here and be a serviceable, you know, backup wide receiver, we saw that was needed last year. AJ and Smitty were banged up all throughout the year. There was games that we were throwing to, was that the Tampa game? We were throwing to John Ross, and Britton Covey got lit up in the Saints game, and we had to rely on Paris Campbell and things like that. And I'll always say you can never have enough good pass catchers on this team. You don't know what's going on with Dallas Goedert yet. You might have to use more receivers if Dallas Goedert is gone. You don't know. So you want some guys in here who have proved that they can produce at an NFL level. And Terrace Marshall did do that, albeit for 1 year. But the talent is there. We all saw what he did at LSU, and he made some plays in the NFL. So I think there's something there that the Eagles can figure out. It'll be up to Kevin Petullo, the offensive coordinator, who we all forgot is the offensive coordinator because it's been so long. But it'll be up to him and Hurts to try and make a connection. You know, Hurts hardly throws to the third wide receiver, so who knows how often he'll be throwing to Terrace Marshall. But if guys get hurt and Smitty and AJ go down, you want guys in here, like I said, that you know can catch passes. Terrace Marshall certainly fits that bill. You still have a nice Smith. You still have Johnny Wilson. I hope Johnny Wilson is on the jugs machine, because that drop in the Super Bowl is wild. There wasn't many bad highlights of the Eagles in that Super Bowl, but that was one of them, who like two-handed spiked the ball on the ground for whatever reason. But a nice addition, you know, as far as Terrace Marshall Jr. is concerned. So that's about the roundup I had for you guys. Wanted to touch on some of these visits. Wanted to touch on Justin Simmons as well as Terrace Marshall. I think that's an intriguing guy. I'm going to write up a profile on Terrace Marshall and his fit on the team. That'll be up on the Eagles Wire either tonight or tomorrow, so be on the lookout for that. I wrote up the Malachi Starks thing earlier today for the Liberty Line, so be sure to go over there. I know it's a lot of platforms, a lot of content to keep up with, but the grind doesn't sleep. We're going to keep doing this. We'll do another podcast episode when we get word of some more visits. I think I have a mock draft lined up for you guys that I'll get up here and do as well. Apologies for being gone for a couple weeks. You know, it's just a slow time of year, you know, as the visits come out and things like that. And you don't want to bore people with certain things, but I'm always here and continue to be here to push out content for you guys. Now, the number 20, the top 20 rated podcast as far as the Philadelphia Eagles go. Are there even 20 podcasts? I don't even know if there's 20 Eagles podcasts. Maybe this is just like a participation award. Nonetheless, I'll brag about it though. So thank you guys for helping me get to that milestone. I'll catch you guys on the next pod. Be sure to take care of yourselves. Subscribe to the show, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Odyssey, iHeartRadio, anywhere else you can get your shows. I will catch y'all soon. Peace out from the Philly Pod.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Americans love using their credit cards, the most secure and hassle-free way to pay. But D.C. politicians want to change that with the Durbin-Marshall Credit Card Bill. This bill lets corporate megastores pick how your credit card is processed, allowing them to use untested payment networks that jeopardize your data security and rewards. Corporate megastores will make more money, and you pay the price. Tell Congress to guard your card, because Americans lose when politicians choose. Learn more at guardyourcard.com.